ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। गीता प्रबोधनी, कॉन्साइज कॉमेंट्री ऑन श्रीमद् भगवद गीता बाय स्वामी राम सुखदास महाराज जी। चैप्टर 11 वर्स 15 टू 31। अर्जुन बिहोल्स द कॉस्मिक फॉर्म एंड यूलजाइजस इट। चैप्टर 11 वर्स 15। अर्जुन उवाच, पश्यामि देवांस्तव देवदेहे सर्वांस्ततः भूतविशेषसङ्घान् ब्रह्माणमीशं कमलासनस्थं ऋषींश्च सर्वान् उरगांश्च दिव्यान्। अर्जुन सेड, ओ लॉर्ड, ऐ बिहोल्ड विद इन युअर बॉडी ऑल द गॉड्स एंड मल्टिट्यूड्स ऑफ बीइंग्स, ब्रह्मा सीटेड ऑन लोटस सीट, शिव, ऑल सेजर्स एंड सेलेस्टियल सर्पेंट्स। Chapter 11, verse 16. Aneka bahudara vaktra netram pashyami tvam sarvato nantarupam nantam namadhyam napunastavadim pashyami vishveshvara vishvarupah. I behold in you infinite forms on all sides with countless arms, bellies, mouths and eyes. Neither do I see your end nor the middle nor the beginning, O Lord of the universe, O universal form. Comment. Even Lord's fraction is also infinite. The Lord may be with form or without form, with attributes or attributeless, largest of the largest or smallest of the smallest, He remains infinite. Chapter 11, verse 17. किरीटिनं गदिनं चक्रिणं च तेजो राशिं सर्वतो दीप्तिमन्तं पश्यामि त्वां दुर्निरीक्ष्यं समन्ताद् दीप्तानलार्गद्युतिम् अप्रमेयम्। ऐ सी यू एण्डौड् वित् अ डायडम्, अ मेस् एण्ड् अ डिस्कस्, अ मास् आफ् एफल्जन्स् ब्लेज़िङ्ग् एव्रिवेयर्, हेविङ्ग् द ब्रिलियन्स् आफ् अ फ्लेमिङ्ग् फयर् एण्ड् सन्, हार्ड् टु गेस् एट् and immeasurable on all sides. Comment. Even with divine sight granted by the Lord, Arjuna is not fully capable to behold Lord's cosmic body. Dur nirikshyam. It proves that even with the power given by Lord, one cannot know Him entirely. Not only this, Lord also does not know Himself fully. If He knows it entirely, then how can He remain infinite? Chapter 11, verse 18. Tvamaksharam paramam veditavyam, tvamasya vishvasya param nidhanam, tvamavyayah shashvata dharma gopta, sanatanastvam purusho matome. You are the imperishable, the supreme being or akshara to be realized. You are the ultimate refuge of this universe, the protector of eternal dharma or duty and righteousness. You are the ancient Purushaha or primal being, I deem. Comment. Here the expression Tvamaksharam paramam veditavyam denotes attributeless and formless God. The terms Tvamasya vishvasya param nidhanam indicate God endowed with attributes and formless. And the expression Tvamavyayah shashvata dharma gopta denotes God endowed with form and attributes. Combined all these together make the God's entire form or samagra rupa. After knowing that, then there is nothing else left to be known. Refer Gita chapter 7 verse 2. Chapter 11, verse 19. Anadi madhyantam ananta viryam, ananta bahum shashi surya netram, pashyamitvam deepta hutasha vaktram, suvatejasa vishvamidam tapantam. I see you without beginning, middle or end, infinite in power, of numberless arms, the sun and the moon being your eyes, the blazing fire your mouth, scorching the whole universe with your radiance. Chapter 11, verse 20. देवा पृथिव्योर् इदमन्तरं हि व्याप्तं त्वयैकेन दिशश्च सर्वाः दृष्ट्वा भूतं रूपं उग्रं तवेदं लोकत्रयं प्रव्यथितं महात्मन् द स्पेस् बिट्वीन् द हेवन् एण्ड् अर्थ् एण्ड् आल् द स्फियर्स् ईस् पर्वेडेड् ओर् फिल्ड् बै यू अलोन् हेविङ्ग् सीन् दिस् मार्वलस् एण्ड् फ्रैटनिङ्ग् फार्म् आफ़् योर्स् ओ ग्रेट् सोल् द त्री वर्ल्ड्स् ट्रेम्बल् वित् फियर् Chapter 11, verse 21. Amihitvam surasangha vishanti kechit bitah pranjala yogrananti. Swastit yuktva maharshi siddha sangah stvantitvam stutibhi pushkalabhi. Those hosts of gods enter in you, some out of fear, with joined palms chant your names and glories. Multitudes of great sages and siddhas or emancipated souls hail and adore you with sublime hymns praying for welfare. Comment: The gods, great sages and exalted souls, etc., all are limbs of Lord's cosmic form. Therefore, those who are entering Lord's form, those who are terrified, those who are singing Lord's names and glories are none else but God, and those in whom they are entering, by whom they are terrified, and whose names and glories they are chanting and singing praises, that too is only God. Chapter 11, verse 22. Rudraditya vasavoye chasadhya vishveshvinam marutash choshmapascha गंधर्व यक्षासुर सिद्ध संगाह विक्षान्ते त्वां विस्मिताश चैव सर्वे The 11 Rudras, 12 Adityas, 8 Vasus, 12 Sadhyas, 10 Vishwadevas, 2 Ashwini Kumaras, 49 Maruts, as well as the Mains, hosts of Gandharvas, Yakshas, Asuras and Siddhas, they all gaze upon you in amazement. Chapter 11, verse 23. Rupam mahatte bahuvaktra netram, mahabaho bahubahu rupadam, bahudaram bahudamstra karalam, drishtva lokah pravyathitas tataham. O mighty armed, beholding your great immeasurable form, with innumerable mouths and eyes, with many arms, thighs and feet, many stomachs and many fearful tusks, all the worlds are terror-stricken, and so am I. Chapter 11, verse 24. Nabhak sprusham deeptam aneka varnam, vyattananam deepta vishalanetram, drishtva hitvam pravyatithantaratma, dhritimna vindami shamam cha vishno. Because of Vishnu, beholding your great form, touching the sky, effulgent in many colors, with mouths wide open, with large fiery eyes, my heart trembles with fear. I find neither steadiness nor peace. Chapter 11, verse 25. Damshtra karalani chate mukhani drishtvaiva kalanana sannibhani दिशो न जाने न लभे च शर्म प्रसीद देवेश जगन्निवास बिहोल्डिंग योर माउथ्स फियरफुल प्रोजेक्टेड टीथ फ्लेयरिंग लाइक द रेजिंग फायर्स ऑफ कॉस्मिक डिस्ट्रक्शन आई लूज माय सेंस ऑफ डायरेक्शन एंड फाइंड नो पीस देयरफॉर ओ लॉर्ड ऑफ गॉड्स एंड अबोड ऑफ द यूनिवर्स बी प्लीज्ड विथ मी Chapter 11, verse 26 and 27. Ami chatvam dhritarashtrasya putrah sarve sahai vavani pala sanghaihi bhishmo drona suta putrastathasa sahas madiyair api odh mukyaihi vaktrani te thuramana vishanti damstra karalani bahanakani kechit vilagna दशनांतरेषु संदृश्यन्ते चूर्णितैर् उत्तमांगैः the sons of Dhritarashtra, together with the hosts of kings and Bhishma, Drona, Karna, along with the chief warriors on our side as well, are rushing headlong into your mouths with terrible teeth, fearful to behold. Some are caught in the gaps between the teeth with their heads crushed. Chapter 11, verse 28. Yatha nadinam bahavombu vegah samudrameva bhimukaha dravanti tataha tavami naraloka veera vishanti vaktranyabhi vijvalanti. As the diverse streams of rivers rush towards the ocean, so these warriors of the mortal world are entering in your blazing mouths. Chapter 11, verse 29. Yataha pradeeptam jvalanam patanga vishanti nashaya samruddha vegah tathaiva nashaya vishanti lokah tavapi vaktrani samruddha vegah. As moths out of their folly rush headlong into the burning fire for destruction, even so do these people out of delusion hurriedly speeding into your mouths for their annihilation. Chapter 11, verse 30. Lelihyase grasamana samantada lokan samagran vadanair jvaladbhi tejo bhir apurya jagat samagram bhasastavo graha pratipanti vishnu. Devouring all the worlds with your flaming mouths and licking them on all sides, your fiery brilliance is scorching the entire universe with your radiance, O Vishnu. Chapter 11, verse 31. Akh yahi me ko bhavan ugra rupah namostute deva vara prasida vijnatum icchami bhavanta madhyam nahi prajanami tava pravarrittam. Tell me who you are, so fierce in form. I bow deeply to you. O God of gods, supreme deity, be gracious to me. I wish to know you, the primal being in essence or tattva, for I know not your purpose or objective. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.